Hi everyone, this is Matt Jackson with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number 7, and today we are continuing in the series, Be Ye Holy. Today is part 3 of 5, and the title of this episode is Reformation, Withdrawal, and Relapse. We each need to reform our lives. Now, what does it mean to reform? Well, the Oxford Dictionary defines reformation as making changes in something, especially an institution or practice, in order to improve it. So reformation is about making changes to improve. To accomplish the mission statement, to be like God, we must have a mindset of continuous improvement. You see, God doesn't want us the way we are. He wants us to change, to improve. In other words, he wants us to reform, to become godly in our thinking and in our conduct. Now, spiritual reformation is about making changes to align our lives with God's standard of holiness. And this requires two things. First, we must remove sin from our life. And secondly, we must fill our lives with godly thoughts, actions, and service. If we're going to add godly things to our life, we must let other things go. Both are required. And this pattern is demonstrated in the reformers of the Bible. Some of the notable reformers of the Bible are Jacob, Rahab, Joshua, Gideon, Samuel, Asa, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Josiah. And in each of these individual circumstances, spiritual reformation involved removing sin from the lives of the individuals or the nation and replacing it with godly thoughts, actions, and service. So how do we set about reforming our lives? How do we make changes to align our lives with God's standard of holiness? Well, it begins by starting good habits that put God first and stopping bad habits that feed the works of the flesh. Now, we need to understand a little bit about how our brains work when it comes to making and breaking habits. And what we're going to talk about next is based on material that was published in a book called Atomic Habits, which was written by James Clear. And what he says in his research on habit formation is that good habits begin by starting with an incredibly small habit. And this is because our motivation rises and falls. And so in order to make a good habit, you want to pick one that doesn't need a lot of motivation to do. So instead of trying to do 90 minutes of Bible study, start with just 10 minutes. Make it easy enough that you can get it done without a lot of motivation. This helps to ensure that the habit will be consistent and sustainable. After starting with an incredibly small habit, you then want to increase your habit in very small ways. So start small and then gradually improve. Willpower and motivation will increase, which will make it easier to stick to your habit for good. So you want to start reading your scriptures more. Start with one single verse. Then add another verse each day until you're reading a chapter a day. As you build up, break the habits into chunks. Because if you continue increasing your habit, you'll find yourself increasing very quickly within just a few months. But it's important to keep each habit reasonable so that you can maintain momentum and make the behavior as easy as possible to accomplish. So break big habits down. If your goal is to build up to 90 minutes of Bible study each week, 5 days of 18 minutes each might be easier to accomplish instead of doing 90 minutes at one time. Research has shown that missing your habit once has no measurable impact on your long-term progress. So when you slip, get back on track quickly. Never miss twice, because it breaks the momentum, and missing twice is the start of a new habit. As we endeavor to make good habits, we need to be patient and stick to a pace that we can sustain. Learning to be patient is perhaps the most critical skill of all. You can make incredible progress if you are consistent and patient. New habits should feel easy, especially in the beginning. And if you stay consistent and continue increasing your habit, it will get hard enough, fast enough. Making a good habit requires that we prime the environment, which means that we prepare our environment to enable a successful outcome, making it easier to do the new habit. So if we want to read a Christadelphian book, put it on the pillow so that it's there when we go to bed. If we want to listen to a series of Bible talks on the bus or during our commute, then prime the environment by downloading and making a playlist on your phone on the weekend so that it's ready for Monday morning. You want to memorize a Bible verse. Prime the environment by putting it in your lunchbox, put it somewhere in your car, maybe on the fridge, the bathroom mirror, or as your phone background. If we could do these things, then the chances of sustaining and establishing a consistent habit will be much greater. Now, what about breaking a bad habit? Breaking bad habits begins with awareness. When does your bad habit actually happen? How many times do you do it each day? Where are you? Who are you with? What triggers a behavior and causes it to start? So once you're aware of your bad habit, how do you break it? Well, begin by choosing a substitute for your bad habit. Whatever it is and whatever you're dealing with, you need to have a plan for what you will do instead of your bad habit. Then you have to cut out as many triggers as possible. Make it easier on yourself to break bad habits by avoiding the things that cause them. Next, increase the amount of friction it takes for you to respond and follow through on the trigger to your bad habit. So, for example, if you have a problem with the internet, install an internet content filter. Increase the amount of effort that it takes in order to follow through with the behavior. Join forces with somebody. Don't go at it alone. Instead, pair up with someone and work together. Knowing that someone else expects you to be better is a powerful motivator. Surround yourself with people who live the same way. Don't underestimate the power of good, godly examples as you are trying to break a bad habit. And then visualize yourself succeeding. Whatever the bad habit is that you are looking to break, visualize yourself overcoming it. Now, in an effort to start good habits and stop bad habits, one simple and effective thing you can do is to keep a habit tracker. It creates a visual cue that can remind you to act, and it's motivating to see the progress that you are making. Additionally, it's satisfying to record your success in the moment. And so you could buy a habit journal or download an app which will keep track of your habits, and you can see how well you're doing and how consistent you are with the good habits that you're trying to begin. And you can also use this habit tracker to measure what you don't do. Habits of avoidance, those behaviors that you're trying to avoid. Some good daily habits that you could track would be reading a page out of a Christadelphian book, or reading a verse or chapter out of the Bible, or praying, or meditating. These are just a few examples of daily habits that could be tracked in a journal or an app. So that is reformation, seeking to align our lives with God's standard of holiness, by replacing sin with godly thoughts, actions, and service. And that really begins by starting good habits and stopping bad habits. Now here's the reality. Replacing bad habits is hard, and we will experience withdrawal. You see, spiritual reformation will be opposed by our nature. When you stop feeding the flesh, it gets more hungry at first. And this is because the mind of the flesh is at war with the mind of the spirit. And so we need to be realistic in our expectations and be ready for the temptation to give in or give up as we experience withdrawal as we are undergoing reformation. And so as we are in the midst of withdrawal, let us seek help from God, His Word, and each other, and focus on the good habits that we are trying to establish. Focus on making so many good habits that there won't be any room for the bad habits to creep back in. Because we are not perfect on this side of the kingdom, our effort to sustain spiritual reformation in our lives will not always be successful. We will relapse. We will stumble in the pursuit of holiness. And this is because we are forgetful and return to what is easy and natural. Now, when we find ourselves relapsing and instead of developing good godly habits, we find ourselves feeding bad habits, we need to turn to God for help and open His Word for guidance. We must remind ourselves of the mission statement to be like God, which is to fulfill His purpose of filling the earth with His glory. And as we relapse, we must examine and be aware of our shortcomings and identify where we're not doing good godly habits, and then redouble our efforts to reinstitute them, to focus on good habits because they will replace bad habits. And so examine why there was failure and make a plan to avoid future failures. Eliminate triggers or find somebody to help hold you accountable. Each circumstance will be different according to your own unique challenges. But either way, we must bounce back quickly. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, we're told that the righteous falls seven times and rises again. And what's notable here is that the righteous falls. And so we will. We will relapse. But each time, the righteous rises again. And this is because there is forgiveness with the Lord. Being holy requires effort on our part, and we need to make a conscious effort to change our thinking and conduct to be godly. We have to fill our minds with God's Word, learning to hate evil and love good. And as we've considered in this episode, we must be motivated to, with the help of our Father, make changes in our lives which will bring us closer to Him. We need to reform our lives, change to improve, and in the process of reforming, be realistic, knowing that we will experience withdrawal and overcome those relapses so that we can stay the course as we await the day of our Lord's return. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time for part 4 in this series, Be Ye Holy, entitled Your Plan for Holiness.